Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Much of our work is by necessity conducted out of the public eye. We do that to protect the constitutional rights of all Americans and to protect the integrity of our investigations.
A federal judge agreed with Attorney General Merrick Garland's stance there were valid reasons to obscure details of the FBI search warrant in the search of former President Donald Trump's home. A redacted version submitted by the Justice Department must be released to the public by noon today. Trump is being investigated for potentially obstructing justice and violating records laws regarding documents taken from the White House. A newly released legal memo shows that former Attorney General Bill Barr argued Trump's actions during Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Trump-Russia investigation did not warrant prosecution for obstruction of justice. In an interview Thursday, Barr said he had no regrets about his decision. However, he accused Trump of using extortion to purge people from the Republican Party he doesn't like.
If it's not me, I'm going to ruin your election chances by telling my base to sit home, and I'll sabotage whoever you nominate other than me. And that shows what he's all about. He's all about himself.
In Georgia, the district attorney investigating Trump's attempts to overturn the results of the 2020 election ordered former Trump chief of staff Mark Meadows to testify. Meadows traveled to Georgia during the state's recount effort. The DA is also seeking an appearance from attorney Sidney Powell, who helped drive claims about voter fraud and helped mount challenges to election results in several states. Despite attacks from critics that President Biden's student loan forgiveness plan will add to the deficit and increase inflation, the White House has been unable to provide a price tag. White House domestic policy advisor Susan Rice said it depends on the numbers.
Unfortunately, and we're here to encourage as many people to take it up as possible. If 43 million borrowers take it up, that'll be different than if 50% of those 43 million take it up.
Biden announced his administration is forgiving up to $10,000 in federal student loan debt for borrowers making less than $125,000 annually, and $20,000 in loans for Pell Grant recipients. A memorandum from the White House calls for all federally funded research to be made available to the public for free upon publication by 2026. The administration says it will improve access by ending the optional 12-month embargo, allowing journals to put work behind a year-long paywall.
We will be the first jurisdiction in the world to require all new cars to be sold to be alternative fuel.
California Governor Gavin Newsom announced a rule requiring 35% of new cars sold in the state to be zero emissions by 2026, increasing to 100% by 2035. Electric vehicles account for 15% of vehicle sales in California. Critics worry about additional charging infrastructure and argue the energy needed will strain the state's power grid. For Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Mary Sherman. Find our A-Trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.